Are you ready? Was that a good filler, Joy?
That was very good.
We do have one opening left for Thailand. We'll talk about that a little later. So do you any preparation?
First?
You're going to go first.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I think I've been preparing for this for
your
the
whole
last
life,
couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And the closer I come to any kind of channeling, whether it's a private session, something like this, you just start to feel the beings come in because we're always connected, and just like you're always connected to your soul and higher self. And at certain times, these things come in stronger for you. So, yes, I'm ready. Am I going first?
You're
going
to go first, and 'kay. Then I'll conclude.
Okay, great.
And if you need a timer, there's one someplace down there.
How long do I have? 3 hours?
That's tonight.
Okay. 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody just take a deep breath in, and then just exhale and relax. We are El Ta and Lhasa. We are here from the star Arcturus. And we are beings of light greeting other beings of light. And that's you. We are amazed at the state of your expansion right at this very moment. It's an expansion, it's a level of expansion that has a quality to it that we rarely see. And it's a quality of sweet vulnerability in every single one of you here. And why we don't see this much is because of the level of awareness that you are at and the level of awareness where you are going right now. It'll happen when you allow it. And there's no accident that you're all here together. Every single one of you is a piece of this complete puzzle that we see right in front of us. And you're all adding the power of your piece to everybody else. Your souls have communicated about this event these few days for quite some time. And right behind this little bit of vulnerability, this sweet content of that quality, that's where your true presence lies. That's where the part of you that you've always wanted to be is. And it's like this vulnerability of you. It comes forward and it starts to look out for you to make sure everything's okay, to make sure everything is safe. It is. This vulnerability is like it's the shield for your true presence. Now, if we were talking at a different time, out in the real world, in physical bodies, vulnerability may not really ring true as being a shield. But in the sensitive world in which we are a part of, and the sensitive world that you are a part of, this vulnerability is your shield. And it's a very gentle shield. And it's just one molecule of a layer of your energetic system. That energetic system of yours that's 26 feet across. It's just one tiny layer between your creation and your true presence. And when we see this, we know that the being is ready for the true presence to come about, to come for, to show themselves. We think it's about time, and we hope that you think it's about time. It's been a long time, and you've been down many roads to get to this space. You've been through so many experiences and blessings on you for the courage that you've had to come up with from inside to get through all of that. Now, you are the way showers in this process. It's happening for you a little bit earlier than it is for others, which is all beautiful, divine timing. And when you say yes to your true presence, there's nothing you have to shout to the world. There's nothing you have to say or do. All you have to do is be. We would like to cease calling you human beings. We would just like to call you beings. You're just being. There's no trying. And as Adironda told the channel at one point in time, that has always stuck with him, it's time for you to just step into your true presence. And just walk with your heart forward and allow your soul to lead you by the hand. And allow your spiritual family, your guides, angels, ancestors to clear the way for you. That's how special you are. Our love to you. Blessings.
So it is good day to you, huh? So very good to see your light, your love, your radiant beauty, your connective force. We are Adironda. And we are here by divine appointment from your soul. We are here to help you understand that you are the shift that is happening on this planet. You are the ones, as our dear friends here said, the ones we have been waiting for. You are the acknowledgers. You are the way showers. You are the ones that we call hackers, the ones that are hacking through the jungle saying, go this way, it is good. You are that connective force. So as your soul is nudging you just a bit, as your soul is connecting you with that which you did not think possible to connect with, that is when you take a deep breath and you say, what is possible? Everything is possible. Because everything that is in the world, everything that is in the universe, everything that is in the galaxy, everything that is in the galaxies beyond this galaxy is possible. And you are that spark. You are that spark, that ignition. You are the key in the ignition that turns it. Just by your thought, just by your feeling, that is the ignition of your wisdom. Our dear friend mentioned vulnerability. You are also the sponge. You understand? You look like sponges, yes? Think of those wonderful sponges in the ocean that have all kinds of cracks and crevices and holes in it and little things coming out of them. And you are like that sponge. You are not like an onion. An onion would have a nice clean layer of things like that and would make one cry, although sometimes you may make one cry. But a sponge is soft and pliable when it is wet, and it absorbs the love and light from those around it. When it dries, it becomes a bit harder, but the holes all the way through are still present. That is the opening of your heart. That is the energy of peace that is within you. So when you think of yourself as a sponge of vulnerability, it absorbs that love that is around it. Now, we hear someone's thinking, well, I'm not sure I want to absorb those things that are around me. I'm not sure that I want to absorb my family that are around me. I'm not sure that I want to absorb that. Then you get to change your feelings because they're going to be around you. But you are 100% responsible for what you absorb from them. Take a deep breath. You are 100% responsible for how you respond, how you do absorb that vulnerability, how you do become soft and vulnerable, how sometimes you get to stand in your strength as the sponge dries out, and stand in your presence and be you with all those little holes in the middle, with all those little discolorations when you've picked something up that doesn't work for you and you decide to wash it off and squeeze it out. That is who you are. The sponge of love. And as you are absorbing that love, and you can absorb that love from anything. We know that is a little challenging sometimes. We'll talk about that later on. But because when you absorb everything, that no longer serves. But when you absorb that which you are choosing, that is where that energy comes through. That is where that wisdom comes in. To absorb what you are choosing. And to know that that which you are not choosing, you get to hold the space to clean up. And that is the key, to hold the space for cleansing to happen in your presence. It takes an action for someone to put a sponge on a counter, yes? That action is not always yours. Yours is just to hold that space. And know in holding that space, transformation can occur. But if you cannot hold the space for yourself for that transformation, it makes it more difficult to hold it for someone else. That is why any change starts here. Any vulnerability starts here. And with that vulnerability comes that softness to absorb that which you are choosing. And the strength to be who and what you are. There are no accidents, you know. There are no mistakes in creation. Everything happens for a reason, just as you are here for a reason. You, just as you are here by divine appointment, as our dear friend mentioned. So as you understand that, think of yourself as that sponge. Are you a spiky sponge or are you a round sponge? Are you a natural sponge or are you an artificial sponge? An artificial sponge may or may not be what you are choosing. A spiky sponge may or may not be what you choose. Sometimes a little spikiness is good. Are you choosing to absorb the love of the universe? Are you choosing to repel and squeeze out the love of the universe? Or are you going to just squeeze out and let go of anything that no longer serves your highest good, or anything that separates you from your true purpose? Take a deep breath. We will be with you again. We love you, and we'll bring you more analogy from our sponge thought that our vessel Marilyn is saying, "What are you talking about?" Understand that when you shift, everything around you shifts as well, because you are holding the space for that shift. Namaste.